Welcome to Audiobook Break from Audiophile Magazine. This season, we're featuring the Japanese-American Civil Liberties Collection from LA Theater Works. Today, we continue with Act 2 of Sisters Matsumoto by Philip Khan Gotanda, directed by Tim Dang, performed by June Angela, Suzy Nakamura, Keiko Agena, and a full cast. Listen on Friday for a post-play discussion with actor George Takei, playwright Philip Khan Gotanda, and director Tim Dang.
I finally got little Esther to sleep. It's like she knows. Chiz is out like a light. They're still not back, Bola? I've never seen Grace like this. She hasn't slept in 2 days.
They're gonna find it's all legal, recorded, and according to the law.
At least Hideo went with her this time.
The bank's not gonna do something stupid. All the records are just disorganized because of the war. For whatever reason, your father decided to sell and not tell Grace.
Remember when Papa was roughed up in camp by those pro-Japan loyalists?
Bunch of punk Tojo lovers. They were Hideo's buddies.
They were not Hideo's buddies.
He attended their meetings, sympathized with their cause, and then he says he has nothing to do with the beating?
All I know is after that, Papa didn't seem the same. Did you notice?
He seemed a little quieter, but that's all. I mean, you can't blame him. Everything was changing. He could hardly stand up like he used to at all the community meetings and say going into the camps was the right thing to do. That we'd all be let out as soon as the government realized their mistake. A lot of people listened to him because of who he was. 3 years down the road, we're all still rotting in the camps. Your father had a reason to be quiet.
He wouldn't eat with us at the mess hall. He just sat by the window looking out.
Hello, Rose.
Henry.
Hello, Bola.
You still here?
A few more days.
Oh, good to see you.
Can I come in?
Sure, sure.
Well, I better go clean my shotguns.
Oh, I brought you tomatoes from my cousin's farm.
Thank you. I'm heating up some water for tea. I didn't think I'd see you anymore.
I was supposed to go back today, but I thought I'd stay a couple more days. I brought something to show you. Haven't shown it to too many people. I tried it out over at my cousin's farm. I invented it. I like making up things to help around the farm. This used to be my mother's vacuum cleaner.
I hope she wasn't still using it.
Oh, no, I bought her a new one. Now, we've been having a lot of trouble with 2 spotted mites on the strawberries. They live on the underside of leaves, kind of reddish in color. And the normal way to treat that is to spray DDT on the plants. The problem is that DDT is just poison, basically, and I don't care to put that on the berries because you end up eating some of it. So I was trying to think of a way to get the 2 spotted mites off that wouldn't poison the strawberries, so I invented this.
Oh.
See, you just go from plant to plant and vacuum the leaves. I made a new head to accommodate the leaves and adapted the suction so that it would pull the mites off but not damage the plants.
Does it work?
Oh, it works. It's just a little slow compared to spraying. I set aside about 1/4 acre to experiment with. No DDT, just the old 2-spotted mite eater. See if I can harvest a whole crop of strawberries that's poison-free. I'm not even pumping methyl bromide gas into the ground to kill the cyclamen mite. My mom's helping me vacuum the plants. She thinks it's funny. But my dad...
Taking over the farm. That's a big responsibility.
Tets and Takashi weren't interested, so Dad gave it to me. The market's kind of competitive, a lot of new growers. But Mr. Martini kept most of our customers, and I'm trying to do some things a little different. Like my 2-spotted mite eater. See if I can find a market that no one has thought of yet.
I hope you do it, Henry.
Boy, I could use a cup of coffee. What a night. Esther crying, Grace pacing around till all hours. Henry, I thought you left.
Oh, just stopped by to drop off some tomatoes for my cousins.
I just had this dream. We were kids again. We were all helping Mama cook those huge pots of rice for the workers. She was smiling, and she had two shamojis, one in each hand, scooping out just-cooked rice onto those bamboo platters, all hot and steamy, and Papa on his tractor, singing at the top of his lungs. Funny the things you think of. What's that? Oh, the two-spotted mite-eater. It sucks the mites right off the strawberry plants. Why don't you just use DDT? Because it's not healthy for you.
Yeah, I'm trying to grow healthy fruits and vegetables that people can eat without putting poisons in their bodies.
Huh, first ringworms and now two-spotted mites? Just kidding.
Sit down, Henry. I'll fix the tea. Chiz, you want coffee? I'll make it.
No, tea's fine.
How are you?
Truth? Crummy. Huh. Did you tell him about the farm?
I wasn't sure if it's something we wanted to talk about yet.
Might as well. With Grace running around in town, he'll hear about it sooner or later.
Hear what?
We don't own the farm anymore.
What? Papa sold it. He didn't even tell us.
He sold the farm?
Uh-huh. What'd you find out?
It's all legal. It's been sold.
I remember now. Papa gave me a bunch of papers to sign when Mr. Hersham was visiting. Oh, I should have known something was funny. Papa kept pushing me to sign X. Oh, Hayaku.
We have to get out by this weekend. They want to start tearing things down.
Well, if you didn't know what you were signing, is the sale legal?
Who do you think they'll believe in court? The bank or some Japs that just got out of prison?
Please don't use that word, Chiz.
Maybe I should be going.
No. Maybe we can go for a drive.
You sure it's okay?
We'll be back soon. Chiz, there's some hot water for tea if you want it. Come on, Henry.
Okay.
I'm going upstairs for a while.
It's called a two-spotted mite eater.
Oh.
Everything seems to be falling apart.
You all right?
Uh-huh. How fast does that truck of yours go?
It's kind of old, just a Ford pickup. I don't know.
Henry, are you poor?
We don't have much money, but we're not poor.
Henry Sakai, I like you.
Shall we find out how fast she goes?
Yes, let's find out.
I'm gonna miss this place. I love to hunt duck here. Don't have that back in Kauai. Mountain goat, boar, small birds, but not ducks like here. This Delta region has just about everything. But the people here. I had some fun times going out with the old man, though. Togo Matsumoto was a character, just like my old man. Togo always told you right to your face what he was thinking. You two never much got along, huh? So, what you think of this whole mess, huh?
I don't know.
Guess we just have to do it on our own now, that's all. Can't rely on the wife's money anymore. That's fine. Didn't need it before, don't need it now. I'll make money for us. You too, if you need it. I'm not stingy.
We'll do just fine once I get the newspaper going.
So the newspaper's been decided on, huh? I guess you don't have to listen to Grace anymore. You must be very happy now. Well, I mean, they lost the farm. You don't have to pretend you like taking orders from the rich wife.
Maybe you've had enough to drink.
No, I'm just getting started, Professor. I know you look down your nose at me. The Tokyo University graduate who had to marry down in order to marry up. That's funny, huh? You had to marry a rich, uneducated peasant's daughter in order to move up in social standing here. Now that's a success story, huh? Here's to you, Professor.
You think because I don't talk all the time, I'm looking down at you? Maybe it's got nothing to do with you. Maybe my silence is not silence at all, but an angry shout I have to keep locked inside. I was a good son. I did what my parents asked me to do. Should I indulge myself? Talk about my feelings? Tell you what I think of you? Just open my mouth and yak away? Should I bola? Or should I just keep silent? Excuse me, I have some work to do.
Bola, I thought I'd show Esther the farm one last time. Come on.
Why are you packing up those boxes, Hideo?
There's still no medicines in Japan. There's a shortage of clothing. Nothing's changed over there.
We just lost everything, and here you are worried about the people in Japan. What about us?
What about us?
What do we do now, huh? What are we supposed to do?
Why are you asking me? You've never asked my opinion before.
You're my husband, aren't you? Why are you always thinking about Japan, you and your Kibe friends? Japan is great, waving flags and shouting banzai. With my papa being such an important figure in camp, do you know how that made me look?
So what should I do? Pretend I was happy they put us in camp like your father? Japan never did that to me. What was I supposed to do, huh?
You could have fought. You could have finally shown some guts like Rose's fiancé and Bola's brother.
This country doesn't give a damn whether they lived or died.
They died for something. Why do you think they let us out, huh? Why?
Because they had to.
What do you mean they had to?
They let us out because they had to. The court cases challenging the camps. They knew there was no way they could keep us locked up much longer. Hell, they had to create trumped-up charges to get us into camps in the first place. The war was pretty much decided. What were they going to do with all of us? Soon, there would be thousands and thousands of us pouring out into an America that had been whipped into such a state of Jap-hating, who knows what might happen. They'd have all this blood on their hands. How to reverse public sentiment? Then it comes to them. Let's make up an all-Japanese-American fighting unit. Let them go out and get killed, defending the country, and voila, instant war heroes. American war heroes. Huh? Serve them up like, what did Bola call them? Cannon fodder. Who cares? Then the country would open its arms, welcome us back. You think it made a difference to this country that Rose's fiancé and Bola's brother died for something? They died for a PR stunt to save the government's ass.
Is that what they died for?
Rose.
Did they die just for that?
It's what I believe.
You sound just like the pro-Japan loyalists back in camp.
I'm sorry, Rose.
Did you have anything to do with my papa's beating?
No.
But you knew who did it?
Yes.
And you didn't say anything? How could you do that? You helped take Papa to the infirmary. You sit with me all night watching over him.
Yes.
And you don't say anything? I used to admire you.
I'm still the same person.
I'm not. I've changed. Everything's changed.
Rose.
You knew?
I suspected.
All this time, you knew.
Why did you marry me? When Papa wanted something, he wouldn't stop until he had it. Education, the one thing he didn't have, and you did. I always said yes to Papa. How come you said yes, Hideo?
My family was in debt.
That's it? Money? And now that the money's gone?
I don't know, Hideo. Maybe I'm taking it out on him. Sometimes I get the feeling that he thinks he's better than me.
Don't let him bother you.
Maybe if I'd gone to some high-toned place like Tokyo University, I could find an office to rent.
That's not the reason, Bola.
Yeah, I know. This just isn't what I had in mind, you know? I had something else planned. My whole family sacrificed just so I could become a doctor. I'm supposed to have a practice, a home, my kids with me.
I know, honey.
Instead, I get shipped off to some swamp in Arkansas. I'm told to start cutting people open with no medicine, no facility, no trained staff, working 16-hour days. Hell, I don't even know if I killed somebody.
You did a wonderful job. Everyone knows how hard you and the rest of the people in the infirmary worked. Besides, if someone had died, we would have heard about it.
Oh, funny. I'm starting to wonder if leaving the boys in L.A. was a good idea.
Los Angeles is still safer.
What about the White Star Soda Works?
Look at here. Some men beat up the Kaneshiro boy in town. He was just walking along Washington Street. And they still don't know who shot the farmer in Lodi. Hmm. Yeah, I have to ask around to see if the schools are okay. If any kids so much as touch a hair on our boys' heads, I'll break their necks. Did I ever tell you about the time I heard the corn? I was playing hide-and-seek with Grace and the Sakai boys, and it was around dusk, and the sun was going down. I ran into the cornfields, crouched down, and closed my eyes. I always thought if I closed my eyes, I was harder to find. Then I started to hear this funny sound, a crackling noise like someone was crumpling up paper, only it was pleasant, and it was coming from all around me, this wonderful, crispy, soothing sound. I knew if I opened my eyes, it would go away, so I kept my eyes closed and listened and listened. When I finally did open them, it was dark and everyone was gone. I got scared that I might get into trouble and ran home as fast as I could. That night, as I lay in bed, I began to hear the sound again, ever so faintly, carried on the wind that passed over the fields and blew into my room. And I knew what the sound was. It was the corn growing. I wanted our kids to grow up here like my sisters and I did, playing out here in the fields, getting their ears and hair filled with this spongy black peat. Now I guess we just have to do it differently.
Mr. Mabala took care of the rest of the workers. I want to pay him a week's extra salary. He'll stay on for a couple more days and take care of any loose ends. As far as the equipment, I'm assuming the bank will take care of it. Let them make all the arrangements.
Is Bola back yet?
Where'd he go?
I don't know. He said he had to get some things. Did Chiz go too?
I don't think so. Maybe she's upstairs with the baby.
I'm going back to talk to Mr. Mabala.
Rose, you and Hideo, you all right?
I'm not a child anymore, Grace. I can take care of myself.
Why are we cleaning up? We're leaving tomorrow. No one's going to move in after us.
It's the Japanese thing to do. Mom always said, never leave a place unclean. And I finally found these.
My God.
What did you do to your bust? They're big and pointy.
Like them? The Betty Grable model. Got them in a specialty shop in St. Louis just before we had the baby. I was depressed about my figure, so I wanted to treat myself. Something to look forward to. We're all so depressed now. I thought I'd try him out again.
I don't know what to say.
Oh, didn't you always want bigger breasts like all the white girls in school?
No, I think you look ridiculous.
That's amazing. Is it padding?
Yeah, but it's also got wire under meshing. I have a blonde wig, too.
You do?
I'll show you.
That goddamn car finally died. If Henry hadn't come along, I would have had to walk the last 2 miles.
Hi, Henry.
I thought I could help out. Moving things. My truck.
Thanks.
Since it's our last night here, I thought we should celebrate. Suck it!
Oh.
Whoa, Chiz. You gonna introduce me to your two friends?
Don't we need to heat up the sake?
Nah, who told you that? Room temperature is best. Especially when you're in a hurry. Hey, can you drive us into town tomorrow morning?
Uh-huh, no problem.
Didn't you buy anything to eat, Bola?
Boy! The store owner's Hawaiian, and they had some in the freezer.
Oh, nothing else? Just poi and sake?
We got lots of food here. Look in the icebox. We gotta eat everything up or just throw it away.
Mm, this is good this way.
See? Told you. Ice cold on a hot day is good, too. Huh? Hey, wanna try some poi?
Sure.
Hey, Professor. Good sake. Got it for you, huh? Try.
Okay. Pour me some.
Cheers. Blonde wig? Looks like Veronica Lake. Hey, I'm doing pretty good, huh? A toast. Everybody get a glass. Come on, come on.
Phonograph still works. How about some Betty Goodman?
Oh, boy.
I'll get 2 more glasses.
Everybody ready now?
Grace? Grace?
Let's burn things.
What?
I want to burn things, like Papa did when the FBI started taking people away. Some people buried their Japanese things. Papa had a bonfire.
I don't know, Grace. Hideo?
Why burn things now?
I don't want strangers walking through the house and touching our things.
Yes, but isn't that a little...
I want to burn things.
What kinds of things?
Things that you don't want to be attached to. Things that you want to let go of. Last time they forced us to leave, what did we do, huh? We trusted people to look after our things, and look what they did to us. That's not going to happen again. This time, they're not going to do that to us.
I guess it's all right.
Everything we want to save, we've set aside. All the stuff in the warehouse is ruined or stolen. They're tearing it all down. Let's burn things.
Okay. Okay. What kind of fire are we talking about?
A big one. A bonfire like Papa's. Out front so they can see it from the frontage road.
A big fire. Toss all kind of things into
yes.
it.
Yes.
Anything, Grace?
Anything.
Things you don't want to be attached to. Things you want to let go of.
I've got some kerosene in my truck that'll start your fire.
How about some music?
There's some wood right here.
Oh, I know. The boys' photos from Mrs. Okubo.
I'll check upstairs in the bedrooms.
What's in these boxes? Stale crackers, canned beans, spam.
No. You're not going to throw away the spam.
I ate these kinds of things in camp. I never want to eat them again.
Whoa. But spam goes good with anything.
This floorboard right here. I always hated this one. It creaked every time I walked on it. Bola?
Yeah, all right, Professor.
Yeah! The warehouse where the kids wrote all over the walls.
I whitewashed it.
I want to burn the boards anyway.
Oh, yosh!
Oh,
hey!
Yosh!
To throw in.
He threw in a spare tire, Bola.
It's burning like crazy.
Let's dance, Henry.
Okay. Hey, Ginger, grab those chairs. Hey, I think if you're gonna have a bonfire, you better have a bonfire.
All right. Okay, we got it.
To the fire.
Hey, too bad we don't have a pig.
Hey, maybe we sneak over to Hersham's and grab one of his.
Cheers.
Cheers.
One, two, three.
Yes!
What is all that, Chiz?
It's just odds and ends from camp. Just the kinds of things we should be burning.
Aren't those Papa's?
Yeah, but...
No, wait, let me see.
Oh, Chiz, get on out here!
Freeze, come on, you're missing the fire!
Oh, I want to look at this. Look, Papa's spectacles.
Oh, okay. Grace.
A letter.
Oh, just burn it.
Oh, I want to read it. You go. Go.
Grace.
I'm going to go upstairs.
Yes! Oh,
we'd have a huge bonfire before the big game at Berkeley. Huh? Lit up the sky.
What else is there to burn? The porch.
Good idea.
Oh, I want to dance more.
The railing?
Henry!
Everything.
The professor, whoa!
Oh, what was that move?
I made it up. The Tonko Bushi Lindy.
Hey, Joe. Hey, I saw the fire. Everything all right?
Joe, everything's fine. No problem.
Hi, Uncle Hersham. This is Henry. Henry Sakai.
Yeah! Are you sure everything's all right?
They're going to bulldoze it down.
Yeah!
So we thought, you know...
Burn things!
Mr. Hersham, I know you and Jeanette like to dance.
Well, I don't know. Oh.
Not bad.
Anyone seen Grace?
Hey, Joe, you got anything you want to burn? One of your pigs?
Bola. Oh,
tastes good. Yeah. Roast pork, maybe do some Kahlua pig?
No, I didn't bring a pig. I brought something else for you. It's for your family. A Buick Roadmaster. I knew the other car weren't working too good, so it's right outside. Take a look. Come on, take a look.
You're giving us a car?
Top of the line.
But why?
Well, I wanted to.
Yeah, but a car, I don't think we can accept this.
It's for us.
Grace, your hair, what did you do?
It's all chopped off.
The idea was to get rid of things. Things you didn't want to be attached to anymore. Well, a car. It's rather extravagant, isn't it?
No, not at all.
It's as if you feel guilty about something.
Grace, are you sure everything's all right?
Mr. Hersham, I found this letter. It was sent to my father in camp. It's from Mr. Doherty, Papa's stockbroker. He writes that he heard a funny rumor going around involving Papa and made some phone calls. He found out that after Papa sold the property to the Bank of San Joaquin, a week later, title was transferred to Pacific Gas.
What?
If we'd made them search through all the files, Hideo, we'd have found records of the transfer. Did you know about that, Mr. Hersham?
Not at the time, no.
They discovered gas on our land, didn't they? And you knew it when you visited us at camp. And you worked with Pacific Gas and the Bank of San Joaquin to help them steal it from my father.
No, I didn't know about the transfer to Pacific Gas then. Later, I learned they transferred title.
Why would the bank send you to get my father to sell? Doesn't it seem odd? Didn't you wonder what was in it for them?
I didn't know the bank's board were heavy stockholders in Pacific Gas.
What was in it for you, Mr. Hersham?
My farm was in trouble, okay? You all knew that. Hell, everyone knew it. They were going to take it away from me. And then they asked me to take this offer to Togo. I knew the land was stripped out. Your father wouldn't want to come back to that. And if he tried to sell it on the open market, hell, look what happened to the other Japanese farmers when they tried to sell.
What did you get out of it?
Well, they knew your father'd never sell to them, and that's why they asked me. It didn't matter what they wanted. I knew I could help your father out.
What did you get out of it?
They took care of my outstanding debts, all of them.
That's how you managed to turn things around.
And you didn't know about the deal between the bank and Pacific Gas?
Not at the time, no.
How could you not know?
Your father thanked me. When I explained what the boy had done to the farm, how things had changed, everything had changed, your father thanked me.
Mr. Hersham, couldn't you tell? He wasn't the same man. His whole community had turned on him. Everyone had turned on him. He was a broken man, Mr. Hersham. Couldn't you see it? Get out.
Grace, it was the only thing to do. It was the only thing I could do.
Get out, Mr. Hersham.
I tried to help him. You think anybody else would? Hell no, it's wartime. People hate the Japanese. But I helped him because we were friends, because your father was a good man, and he always treated me fairly.
So you lie and cheat him out of his land.
No, I tried to help him.
You help yourself, just like everybody else.
I stuck my neck out. I stuck my neck out for you people and almost got it cut off. Your people are over there killing our boys, American boys. Hey, the camps, this farm, all that's happened to you. Whose fault is this whole thing anyway? Who started the whole thing in the first place? Was it me? Was it the Bank of San Joaquin? Was it Pacific Gas? No. Ask yourselves, really ask yourselves, if the Japs hadn't bombed Pearl Harbor, would you be in the mess you're in today?
Take your car, take your ass, and get the hell off our land.
Okay, I'm going.
Don't go out there, Bola.
Bola!
Oh, no.
Bola, don't do anything stupid.
I missed.
Grace, your beautiful hair.
I need some air.
I better go check on her.
Rose, let me do it. It's pretty cold. You want to be by yourself?
He was too ashamed to let me know he was selling the land.
He was a proud man.
And then to get that letter.
Maybe he was a little too proud. The letter was dated 8 months ago. Your father got lost in the snowstorm about 8 months ago.
I'm tired of being proud all the time. I can't be my father's daughter anymore.
There's nothing wrong with being proud, Grace. Sometimes you just can't be proud all by yourself. In the beginning, I was the obedient son. Sometimes I wondered if the price was too high.
Was it?
Let me be proud with you, and I will know that my place is here.
I always liked your way with words. Remember your lecture Papa and I attended? 20th century Japanese novelists.
You make peace with yourself when the individuality you were born with arrives where it belongs.
Natsume Soseki.
You and your father were there to get a good look at me. Your father fell asleep right in the middle and snored so loudly I almost had to stop.
Hideo. I don't know what to do.
Maybe if we're proud together, we can figure something out.
Did you find it?
35,000.
35,000 for this whole place. Acreage, buildings, equipment.
That's it.
Oh, Papa, I don't know what we can do. If we divide that up amongst us, it's not going to be enough to help any of us individually. Buy houses, set up our businesses.
We have the money from the sale of the house in town. If we put that together with the $35,000...
No, that money's for your own families for absolute emergencies. Besides, for what we had to sell it, there's not much.
Then we should use the $35,000 from the farm on something to help all of us.
Yeah, but what?
I don't know. Hideo?
Hey, I know. Let's place a bet on my brother's racehorse, Buddha Buggy. $35,000 on the nose.
Bola, not now.
I'm just trying to lighten things up. Don't get your coconuts all in a bunch.
Why don't we talk about this later when we all get settled at the church?
My brother Takashi, he wrote me that some of the Japanese who got out from the camps early couldn't find places to stay, so some of them chipped in together and bought boarding houses. And this is out in Chicago. That way, they at least had their own place to stay and they could rent to other Japanese who were coming out. It's something I toyed with if the farm didn't work out.
I don't know.
In the 30s, your father got together with some other Issei, started the Nippon Hospital because the white hospitals wouldn't treat them.
Yeah.
What if we bought our own place, like Henry was saying?
A boarding house?
Old man Sato's selling his place. Remember, I saw the sign?
Yeah.
The Europa Hotel?
Why don't we consider buying it?
It's on the edge of Skid Row.
Hideo.
Well, there's still some Japanese businesses there.
It's not the best area, Hideo.
Let's think of something else.
Togo stayed there.
Uh-huh.
That was the only place they could stay in those days.
I'm not gonna let my kids run around there. Broken wine bottles.
Yeah, but do we have a choice? In case anyone's forgotten, we are sleeping on the floor at a Buddhist church tomorrow night.
And Papa had a shooting gallery there next door to the hotel.
The Europa Hotel?
Uh-huh. Mama made him sell it. She thought it was too dangerous for a baby.
Ah, that's where Togo learned to shoot.
Papa had a shooting gallery? In Skid Row.
It wasn't Skid Row then, Chiz, just a rundown section of town.
We can live in the rooms for free.
Yeah, if you own the hotel, you can use the other rooms for anything you want. You don't have to use them just for people to live in.
Maybe I can set up my practice there for the time being.
We can knock out a wall between two of the rooms and he'll have enough space.
What about the rest of us?
We could set up a pharmacy downstairs in the empty storefront. Oh. Rose? We could hire another pharmacist to work with Rose until she feels comfortable on her own. We have a little money to refurbish and stock it.
I can run the pharmacy by myself.
Of course. Of course you can. I've always known you'd stand on your own 2 feet one day.
Yeah, but Skid Row...
And Chiz, Papa and Mama live there. For the time being, we can live there too.
And Chiz, since you like bossing people around, you can run the hotel.
Ah! He made a joke!
Hideo, we should call Mr. Sato.
Tonight?
Tonight. Rose, brew up a pot of strong coffee. Oh, see what's in the icebox. Maybe make some sandwiches or something. It's going to be a long night.
Henry, come help me.
All right.
Hey, no hanky-panky in there.
I'm not bossy, am I?
Bola, we should talk about what we want from Old Man Sato. We should be sure there are rooms to make into your office, see if the storefront is usable.
You're not bossy, Chiz.
God, the stars are beautiful out here. It's one of the things I miss the most about living in town. I used to sneak out here at night with my blanket, just sit by myself and look at the stars. I don't think about the future anymore. I have dreams, things I want to have, things I want to do. I have a hard enough time accepting the past. You still have dreams, don't you?
Yes.
Your farm.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to make it into something. Make it prosper again.
It's going to be hard. It's not like before the war. They don't like us now.
They never liked us. You just didn't notice it. You didn't have to. My father taught me to make the most out of things. No matter what's there or not there, you have to adapt. That's why I invent things, try new techniques, Rose. Tomorrow's going to be different, whether we like it or not. It doesn't have to be bad.
I had a fiancé. I met him in camp. He died over in Italy. A lot of boys did. But when he died, I promised myself two things. One, that I would never forget him. Never. The other, that I would never let myself feel that way about any boy ever again. It's too painful. I promised myself those two things. Do you understand?
What I know is that nothing is given to you. Nothing's promised to you. You have to go out and earn it with hard work and more hard work. That's all you can do. That's all anyone can do. And that's what I plan to do. Every day of my life, till I get what I want.
I bet you will. I bet you will.
Good, good. We'll be there tomorrow. Right. I mean today. And we apologize for calling so many times in the middle of the night. Right. The price, how much we could offer. We had to make a decision tonight. You know the Matsumotos? Yes, just like the father. Okay, bye. Done.
Oh, I think we should celebrate.
It's freezing out here.
The temperature must have dropped 10 degrees in the last few minutes.
Beautiful, though. Yeah. Clouds are rolling in.
He accepted. It took a bit of negotiating.
Well, I finally got a place to practice.
The Europa Hotel.
I think Grace has the right idea. We should toast.
Henry?
To the sisters Matsumoto.
Kanpai.
To Papa, Mama, and this house.
Kanpai.
So, you figured out what kind of business you want to do?
I'd still like to start the newspaper. I have some new ideas. I'll print it in Japanese and English.
Okay, we'll see.
Hey, this is good. Every morning I can get up. I pat the kids' heads. Cheese hands me my cup of coffee as I'm walking out the door. Ah, the Europa Hotel. I stroll down the hall, grab the paper, hot off the presses, settle into my office, put my feet up. What the hell? It's in Japanese! Wait, on the other side. Ah, yes, I can read this.
Well, we better finish packing.
Coming, Henry?
Mm-hmm. I'll go finish packing.
It'll be all right. Whatever happens, we'll be all right.
The sun's beginning to rise. I was thinking about Papa again.
I was too.
Maybe we can bring him back when things get back to normal.
So beautiful. I want us to always remember it, just like this.
I'll remember. My God, it's starting to snow.
This is LA Theater Works' production of Sisters Matsumoto by Philip Khan Gotondo, starring in alphabetical order Keiko Agena as Rose, June Angela as Grace, Ron Botita as Mr. Hersham, Kurt Kanazawa as Henry, Susie Nakamura as Chiz, Greg Watanabe as Bola, and Ryan Yu as Hideo. Sound effects artist Jeff Gardner, script supervisor Daniel Trossler, production manager Nikki Hyde, music supervisor Ron Lipkin, associate artistic director Annalise Erickson, editor Mitchell Linskoog, recording engineer, sound designer, and mixer Mark Holden for the Invisible Studios, West Hollywood. Our director is Tim Dang. Sisters Matsumoto is supported in part by the California Civil Liberties Program from the California State Library. You'll find Sisters Matsumoto and hundreds of other audio plays at latw.org. I'm Susan Lowenberg, producing director of LA Theater Works. Coming up next, a post-play discussion with actor George Takei, playwright Philip Khan Gotondo, and director Tim Dang.
That's the end of today's audiobook break. You've been listening to the Japanese American Civil Liberties Collection from LA Theater Works. It's one of the many excellent audio theater productions available at LA Theater Works. Visit latw.org for more information. Our music is All Our Yesterdays by Mark Niedvich. This has been Audiobook Break from Audiophile Magazine. Thanks for listening.